We can have there in the POL a little comic relief scene there with either P or remembering back, or they are actually there in that scene. And that scene is, it's a family party of the kind they had when he was a kid, and all the relatives, several families, the brothers and sisters getting together and bringing their families, and it's a big mess. It's sometimes fun for the kids because they can play around with the cousins for an hour or two before it got too much. So there it is now, P.O. 17 or something, growing up, growing out of it, wanting to get away from it all. Listening to Cream and Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and in a different world. So, and he doesn't know what to do in these parties now, because you have the kid table over there and the adult table over there, and now the kids are grown up, teenagers, so he's hanging out with that gang a bit. But then the old men sitting there, you know, and his older cousins who are sitting among the older men, they call him over, hey, why don't you come over to the men's table, sit down, have yourself a little glass here of something, and you're grown up now, we're not a cigarette, like the real men in the Hollywood movies, heroes. You know, he had his whole male hero ideal. But, I mean, the guys around there, they were, and the girls from their side were trying to live up to. So here are these men, you know, real Swedish, high quality, strongest wood and steel. Yes, I mean, they were hardworking, at least decent. Decently so, although some of them now were slipping a little bit too much into Epicurean lives. Of eating, sleeping, mating, and drinking. But then one of them, he had a few drinks already, they all had. He starts talking, I mean, it's a scene here, okay, from our story. Yeah, you know, we heard from your dad here, and dad is sitting there in the corner, he's most drunk of them all, and that's something that P always felt so embarrassed by him, which made him look down on his father. Yeah. But he thinks they are okay with that now. You heard that your father told us that you were not going to take over his factory after, you know, when you after school now. I mean, we gotta talk about this. And these guys, they can get a little heavy, especially when they had a few glasses in them. So one of them is really getting heavily on Pio here. I don't know, where do you think you are? His son takes over after his father. He has built up this company, successful, making good money. And you should inherit it, you understand? I mean, this is an uncle talking, and it's like giving an order, it's heavy. But then, you know, they go back to, hey, take another drink, have another cig. And then we'll see, you know, later Pio telling his buddies there in Stockholm about his uncle's goodness. That's where I came from, you know. And here I am, and now maybe he's like 22. And after he decided he wants to do good in the world, he goes out, sits and talks, you know, hanging out on the favorite pub, but not drinking beer. Fed up with that as well. And you know, I decided to go this artistic way instead of the scientific, and then at least become a teacher, an art teacher. That sounds good. My father supported that anyway. And then that son split from that as well. And they even thought he was on drugs. We can show this, but actually he was... Oh yeah. He was on that spiritual path, really. He was on his life path. And that's what these small town people, countryside people in Sweden, cannot see often, because it goes out of their periphery, out of... Just like I sit here in Stockholm and think that, the big capital of Sweden, the big city. And then I go and stay for some time in Beijing or Calcutta, New York, Los Angeles. I'm coming back and this is a small town. So, but the people in those towns or villages, most of them, they stay around there. They don't go out of town very much. A small towner I know, we hardly ever left our town. When you do, that's a journey, a travel, even if it's just to the next town, like 20 kilometers away. So yeah, we make something out of this story there. And then, yeah, he's 22 and he's telling that to his friends. And here they are, and they are, you know, they tell similar stories about their parents. And now we are free thinkers, we are, you know, free souls, we're walking completely independently, fearlessly in life. Just maintaining ourselves on extra jobs here and there. Hospitals, subway, But we are walking. We are living, walking our lives. Not stuck on the rails. Of this established Swedish humdrum society, things like that. And then these same guys or girls are sitting there later, maybe in the Krishna community situation or whatever, or have it around them there, and it's now their reality. Telling their kids that they should be like, you know, like your dad, the Hare Krishna. Something like that, to make it a little funny.